Hi, Ed, it's Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I heard your voicemail. Give me a call.
Yeah, no, her check never showed up today.
Let me see.
And she just wondered how long it would take before a direct deposit is set up.
Yeah, of course. Let me check for her.
Yeah.
1 minute. I'm just logging into her account.
Also, this Friday's a coming national holiday, the 19th,
right,
to commemorate the end of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a scheduled work day for them? Or are they off as well on that?
No, they can work on that day. They can always work on holidays.
Okay, I didn't know how. I didn't know, since you guys were tied into federal agencies, I guess. I don't know if you guys had to observe those holidays or not.
No, it's fine. She can work on
that.
Okay,
that's fine.
All right. So the check was sent down. Now, today is Monday, so it should be coming tomorrow. So if it doesn't come tomorrow, then give me a call. And I'm going to put her, let me make sure I've got the direct deposit, and I'm going to add it in. 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead and confirm that for me.
Mm-hmm.
How's everything been going for you?
It's going good. Very busy.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And we're still looking for an aide for you for when she leaves. But
yeah,
the staffer actually wanted me to ask you a question. She wanted to know,
yeah,
it's hard for her to staff the case if she doesn't know when the aide is going to be, when you're going to need the aide, because the aides like to know when their job is going to start. So
yeah. Okay, gotcha. I would say that once her daughter has that baby, she's going to be committed to helping her raise it, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would say if you wanted to let her know, tell them within the next 3 weeks or sooner.
3 weeks or sooner. Okay, I'll tell
yeah.
them 3 weeks. Let me write that down.
Yeah, and just let them know. And you can explain to them, you know, once her granddaughter has the baby, then she's committed to full-time helping her raise it.
Mm-hmm.
For now, anyway. All right, so do we have a direct deposit in the system?
Yeah, let me confirm the numbers. You want me to read it out to you? Or we have
well,
everything. This is what she entered in. So I'll
well, as long as you have it, that's fine. I don't fiddle with her account numbers and none of that. So.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and add this in. It will be for this week's direct deposit. And let me see what she worked last week because of the daughter in the hospital.
Yeah.
So for this week, she worked 2 hours and 45 minutes Tuesday. Then she came back and worked 2 hours in the evening. Then
uh-huh.
she did on Thursday 2 hours and 15. Oh, wait. No, that's a little more. 1 second.
And then she also worked this Sunday on her day off to make up for some of the hours that she had missed.
Oh, that's good. Well, that will be on next week's pay because the work week goes from Sunday to Saturday. So
yes.
that will be on
uh-huh.
next week's. And then on Friday, on so Tuesday she did 2 hours, 15 minutes, and Saturday she did 4 hours.
Okay.
And then that will be for this week's pay, and I'm going to go ahead and add the direct deposit in right now.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
All right, well, I will let her know if she has any questions. She can call you directly.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, thank you, Sarah. Thank you for reaching back out to me.
Sure.
And, yeah, like I said, just tell them, you know, the time frame is going to be, you know, potentially at least 3 weeks. Or sooner, you know, just waiting on for her daughter to have the baby.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
You know, yeah, so, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a wonderful
okay.
day.
Okay, you do the same, Sarah. Take care, bye-bye.
Bye.